following program is brought to you in living color on
DailyGazette.com or wherever you get your podcast.
The Daily Gazette Company presents the Parting Shots Podcast. Now, here's your host, Daily Gazette sports editor, Ken Schott.
Thank you, Scott Giese, and welcome to the Parting Shots Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe today. Thanks for joining me from the Parting Shots Podcast studio in Schenectady, New York. And we're talking Union College men's hockey with head coach Josh Halji. Josh, welcome back. It's probably a good thing we're still talking college hockey here.
It's a great thing.
Well, the sixth seed at Union had a dominating 6-0 victory over Brown in last Saturday's first round game in the ECAC hockey tournament. The Garter Chargers advanced to the best of three quarterfinals against fourth seeded Dartmouth. The start times for the games at Thompson Arena are 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and if necessary, 4 p.m. Sunday. And we'll talk about that matchup in a little bit. But first, let's look back at last Saturday's game against Brown. Then, Josh, what are your initial thoughts from that game?
You know, for the most part, I was really pleased. I thought we got off to a little bit of a slow start. I thought our energy and effort was good, but just didn't take care of pucks. And once we kind of settled into the game, I thought, you know, we kind of just kind of leaned on them, and eventually they all kind of broke the game wide open. I thought it was a pretty complete effort up and down the lineup.
Well, let's break down the game. It started out, and as you said, it was a pretty even first 10 and a half minutes of that game. And just a little bit past that 10-minute mark of the first period, the media timeout happened. And after that, Union, which I thought was playing okay at the time, kicked into another gear. The Garner Chargers started to dominate the Bears. It resulted in a goal by Caden Villegas late in the first period. That had to feel good to see the hard work pay off in that goal.
Yeah, you know, just kind of getting, you know, pucks and bodies to the net. And then, you know, Josh Nixon makes a great pass, and Vegas does a great job burying that one. And, I think you kind of mentioned it, is after that, you know, media timeout, I thought we kind of started playing a little bit better, a little bit, you know, just more poise with the puck. And, luckily for us, we were able to go up 1-0.
Yeah. And then Josh Nixon had played a major role in that goal, dancing around the defense, getting an initial shot off on goal. He gets the rebound and slides it down to Villegas, who was to the right of goalie Lawton Zacher. And after the game, you said that Nixon was outstanding. And I agree with you, because he just was very noticeable all over the ice, the way he was moving, getting by defense and making some nice moves. He seemed to be on another level in that game.
Yeah, we'd kind of talked to him about, you know, bringing the energy and just, you know, talking about bringing the juice a little bit. And he definitely did that. I thought he played outstanding. He's got, speed to burn and really can, take defensemen wide, and just when he takes care of the puck, he's extremely dangerous, and that's what you saw from him.
Yeah. The second period is when Union really put even more distance between itself and Brown by scoring twice in less than 3 minutes in the period. It started with freshman defenseman DJ Hart scoring a shorthanded goal, his first career tally. I mean, how happy were you for him to score his first goal in a big spot?
Yeah, it was a big one, and he was so excited, so it was pretty cool to see. And I think, that's kind of what we needed, as our kill gave us a little bit of momentum there. And great pass by Ville Immonen, who found him. And, DJ made no mistake about it.
Yeah, you mentioned Ville. Man, he was a spark on that goal. I mean, he was stopped on a breakaway by Zacher, but Immonen stays with the play. He got behind the net, and Hart made the right move to skate to the net, and you have a 2-0 lead.
Yep, and, just any time you can, not only kill one off, but then get one, it's just such a big momentum boost.
Now, shortly after that, Chad Spedrews leads a 2-1 rush up the left wing. He had Tyler Watkins on the right side, but as Chaz got to the top of the left circle, he fired a hard wrist shot past Zacher's right shoulder to make it 3-0. And to me, that was the right play for Spedrews to take that shot. I mean, there have been too many times, and really this is not a criticism of Union, but just overall in hockey, you just see sometimes, players give up that shot and look for maybe the pass there, and maybe the player's not ready. If you get the shot, you try to get a rebound in that way. But, I mean, how pleased were you that Chaz took that shot and ended up scoring?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. We talk about it all the time in practice. Everybody's trying to be, unselfish and pass the puck. But, so many times you just make an extra pass, and then you don't even get a shot off. So, he had that shooting mindset. He saw an opening, used the defenseman as a screen, and it was a big time shot.
Well, Chaz is on a roll. He's on a 5-game goal scoring streak and leads the team with 14 goals. How would you assess his play lately?
Yeah, I actually didn't know that he was on that big of a streak. I know he's been playing well, and he's been a dangerous threat threat for us all season, and not surprising at the biggest time of the year that he's coming up clutch for us.
Yeah. Well, Union puts the game away in the third period. Ben Tupker scored twice, including a shorthanded empty netter. But the goal that, to me, that stood out was Villegas' second of the game. Emanin wins a faceoff in the brown right circle, draws it back to Villegas behind him, and Caden rips it into the net. I mean, after the game, you said you didn't see it because you were talking to someone at the time. Did you get a chance to watch it on tape, and what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely kind of, something that, Coach Ronan talks about is, for our forwards to have a line of scrimmage mentality, and Caden, beat their defenseman to the spot, and then, made no mistake about it. But it all starts with, Villy winning that faceoff and putting it in a spot where we could get it, and then, Caden buries.
Just that overall, the way they played, I mean, that we've seen glimpses of it during the season where you just dominate like that. And to be able to, Brown was coming in as an injured team. So how important was it to play, be aggressive, take the game to Brown and just basically put them away?
Yeah, I think you look the weekend before, obviously Brown plays Harvard, and they just hung around and found a way to win. So it was important for us to put some distance between ourselves and them, and when we have an opportunity to finish, and you couldn't have written it up much better for us, because again, we kind of get through the weekend with everybody being healthy as well.
How about the crowd, especially the football team there? I mean, it was over 2,000 fans there, and it was noisy and loud, and also a lot of fans singing "Take Me Home, Country Roads."
that's what it's all about, and to have probably arguably our best crowd of the season in the last home game, it was pretty special, and I mean, a pretty meaningful win for our guys that won't be playing there ever again, and hopefully we have some more games where people can keep getting out too. But it was an unbelievable atmosphere, and there's a lot of student athletes that were there, so thankful for them coming out and supporting us, and just a lot of people from the community. So it was a great game all around.
Anyway, you get some of those student athletes to go up to over this weekend.
Yeah, we were talking to see if we could bust them up there, but yeah.
Of course, a lot more important things going on this weekend. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Of course, the win sets up a quarterfinal round matchup with Dartmouth, and we'll talk about the best of three series in just a moment. You're listening to the Parting Shots podcast.
It's the most historic conference in college hockey. It's a battle night in and night out. ECAC hockey, an iconic conference home to 12 of the most prestigious universities and programs in the world, and showcasing the best student athletes in the sport. Top-notch facilities and arenas, incomparable traditions, passionate fans, alumni who go on to become elite professionals, leaders, and champions. ECAC hockey, there's no experience like it.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in New York at highschoolofficials.com.
Hi, I'm Daily Gazette news columnist Andrew Waite and host of the Weighing In podcast, which takes you inside my award-winning featured news column by offering the backstory, thought process, and interviews that inform my work. Plus, readers have their chance to respond. The Weighing In podcast is available at dailygazette.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get all the latest news from the Daily Gazette on your phone or tablet? We have an app for that. The Daily Gazette app allows you to read all the newspaper stories and columns from our dedicated team of journalists. The app is free. You can download the app from the Apple or Google App Stores.
Hi, this is Mark Kestisher, the voice of the NBA on ESPN Radio and college football on ESPN Radio. I grew up in Gilderland. I'm a proud member of the 518, and I go back over 30 years with Ken Schott. And when I'm not listening to his Schottsky radio, I'm listening to the Parting Shots podcast with Daily Gazette sports editor Ken Schott. Here's Ken.
Welcome back to the podcast. Josh Halji, Union Men's Head Hockey Coach, joining me now as we take on segment two of this podcast. If we get Union set to play Dartmouth in the quarterfinals of the ECAC Hockey Tournament Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Hanover, New Hampshire. Third quarterfinal round meeting between these two schools, Josh. Union swept Dartmouth in 2013 and 2014. First of all, it was assumed that Union would take on third-seeded Colgate, but 12th-seeded RPI's 3-2 upset win at 5th-seeded Clarkson changed that. Did that catch you by surprise?
Yeah, to be honest, it did. I mean, we had you obviously spend the majority of your week getting ready for Brown, and but yeah, you know, you get kind of done on Wednesday as far as what the majority of your preparation. So you spend some time, you know, hey, let's start, you know, getting some stuff done for Colgate, and you know. Luckily enough for us, we decided that we were going to do a little bit on Dartmouth just to try to get ahead in case something crazy did happen. And, you know, sure enough, it did. It definitely caught us off guard.
Yeah. Well, Dartmouth has been a surprise team this season. The Big Green won just 5 games last season, and they finished in last place in ECAC hockey. The ECAC hockey coaches picked them to finish 11th this season, but they have been a pesky, resilient team this season and earned their first-round bye since 2011. Reed Cashman is their head coach. He took over for Bob Gaudette after Gaudette retired in 2020. I mean, how would you assess the job Cashman has done?
You know, I think you've been able to see just, you know, steady improvement from them. And, you know, even though last year they finished in 12th, they were in so many games and they were, you know, a very difficult opponent. And he's got a team that's, you know, bought into the way he wants to play, and they play a really structured, hard game, and they're, you know, defensively really sound. And, you know, you've seen some of their younger players really take off offensively. So it's a, you know, a tough matchup, and they're playing at a high level.
What Dartmouth players concern you?
Well, I think you got to look at, you know, they have two players with, you know, I think it's Luke Hames has 17 goals, and then Cooper Flinton has 15 goals. So, like, those two guys, you know, really, you know, are dangerous for them offensively. And, you know, they got a bunch of young D that are playing at a high level. And I think, you know, one might have got all rookie team, and you know, it's Foley and Carpenter, and like they're pretty talented back there. And then obviously Cooper Black's a 6'8" goaltender that, you know, if you score the puck on him, you got to keep it because it's tough to get it by him.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the season series. The team split the two games with each winning in the other team's building. You took a 5-1 win at Thompson Arena on January 19th. Josh Nixon had 2 goals in the game. Each team was missing a key player in that contest. Union defenseman John Prokop was serving an ECAC hockey mandated 1-game suspension. And Cooper Black, the goaltender, as you just mentioned, was ill. What did you take away from that game?
I thought we played really well. Their rink, it seems to have a little bit more space in the neutral zone. And we were kind of trying to, you know, get through them with possession. And that was really key for us. And, I think that we played physical. We played hard. And, you know, I was really pleased with just the way we attacked off the rush. And, you know, anytime you can go on the road and get that win, it's huge.
To me, Thompson Arena is one of the probably more underrated buildings in ECAC hockey. When I was traveling with Union, I always enjoyed the great sight lines. And it could be, if they get a, you know, good crowd in there, it could be a noisy atmosphere. So, and they're maybe expecting almost to a full house this weekend. So how do you combat that?
Yeah, I think just kind of, you know, focusing on us and, you know, banding together. Obviously, we played in a pretty tough environment a couple weeks ago in Cornell, and the guys had a lot of fun with that. So hopefully it'll be, you know, a great atmosphere. And, you know, again, we just kind of have to worry about ourselves.
In the rematch at Mesa, you were coming off a dominating 6-2 win over Harvard the day before, and you trailed Dartmouth 3-1 before tying it, but a miscommunication led to a C.J. Foley shorthanded goal that snapped the tie and led Dartmouth to the win. What was the lesson there?
Yeah, I didn't love our energy that night. I thought Dartmouth was, you know, dictating the pace of play, and you know, I didn't think we were very connected just the way we were exiting the zone. And, you know, for us, I just thought they kind of bottled us up, and you know, we have to be better than that. We have to, you know, take care of pucks and not, you know, give up, you know, easy opportunities and make them earn everything they get.
What do you think the key factor for Union will be to win this series and head to Lake Placid for the first time since 2017?
Well, I think special teams are always really important in playoffs. Your goaltending, and then again for us, just the way we take care of the puck. I mean, if we're and not respecting the game and throwing pucks through the middle of the ice and giving them, you know, transition, they're pretty dangerous. If we, you know, can get pucks in behind their D and just, you know, be physical and be hard and, you know, play a half-court game, I like our chances.
Yeah, you were plus two special teams in that game against Brown, both of those shorthanded goals. I mean, that's not too bad.
Yeah, you know, like I said, in the playoffs, special teams are so key, and, you know, we'll have to be dialed in there.
Well, the players are not only preparing for Dartmouth, they are getting ready for their final exams for the second trimester, and the exams start Thursday. How have you balanced practice with the exams?
I think at this time of the year, we're trying to be, you know, short, you know, with duration and, you know, not keep the guys at the rink too long if we don't need to. So, you know, getting them to come in, have a little fun and get a break from their studying. And then, you know, as soon as they're done, get them out of there so they don't, you know, they don't have to spend too much time listening to us go over everything. We're not going to change a bunch of things right now. We make little subtle adjustments based on who we're playing. But for the most part, we are who we are. And we're going to, you know, we want to play with pace. We want to get up and down the sheet. We want to be hard. And I think it'll be a good to just get away and get off campus and just focus on hockey. So I know some guys have some exams tomorrow, and then, you know, we'll be on the road after that. And then, you know, Friday they can just worry about the game.
Yeah, exams run through Tuesday, so maybe you have to worry about that next week if you win that game. So we'll see. I mean, is there any concern about the players' focus?
I think we've been pretty dialed in here this week, and I like how we practice. So, I mean, you can only worry so much as a coach, and I think the guys have done a great job as far as just, you know, taking their preparation seriously. And, you know, when we're showing video right now, they can tell how they're dialed in. They're asking good questions, and I think they're ready to go.
Before we started this podcast, you were asking me how my Eagles were doing with the free agency signing. So far, so great. But what about your Minnesota Vikings? Who's going to quarterback without Kirk Cousins there?
Yeah, I think it's hopefully there's a draft pick in the future here that maybe they get. But we'll see what happens with that. But it's funny. I've always stick up for Cousins and not so much anymore.
Well, also they signed a running back from Green Bay.
Yeah. So it's weird how these, you know, guys are jumping ship and going to different, you know, your rival programs. I think that's, it's different.
Yeah. Well, Josh, good luck this weekend. We'll talk after the games and see what happens. It's going to be an interesting weekend up there in Hanover.
Should be a lot of fun. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you, Josh. I'll have another edition of the Parting Shots podcast on Thursday. The majority of that podcast will preview the Union-Dartmouth matchup. I'll have interviews with Union players Ben Tupper, Kyle Chauvet, and Josh Nixon. I'll also speak with Dartmouth head coach Reed Cashman. And USCHO.com's Dan Rubin joining me to preview the four quarterfinal series. The views expressed on the Parting Shots podcast are not necessarily those of the Daily Gazette Company. The Parting Shots podcast is a production of the Daily Gazette Company. I'm Daily Gazette sports editor Ken Schott. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. From the Parting Shots podcast studio in Schenectady, New York, good day, good hockey.